麦昆特之音现在开始广播了，亲爱的奉献者们，今天继续听亲爱的 Giridharma 给我们讲 Krishna Book。 今天我们应该是从这个第七章了，我们现在开始。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare HareHare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, happy again to address you all.
很高兴再次跟大家通话。
And today we are beginning Chapter 7 of Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Book.
今天我们开始讲圣帕帕的这个 Krishna Book, 也就是 Krishna 快乐的源泉的第七章。
The title of that chapter is A Salvation of Trinavarta.
这一章的题目呢叫 Trinavarta 的解脱。
So before we begin, we'll chant our invocation prayer.
在我们开始之前呢，我们再来唱诵一下我们的祷文。
And if you have your Krishna books, you can follow along.
如果大家手上有 Krishna books 的话，我们跟着一起来读。
Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam.Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O 主 Krishna, 请保护我，请联系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
哦，主 Rama， 拉胡王朝的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, 天使魔的屠者，请维系我。
So to begin, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Shri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he makes some important points.
那么在 Chaitanya Shikshamrita 这本书的一开始的时候呢，是 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他讲了很重要的一些点。
He says that Trinavarta represents the false pride produced by useless scholarship.
他说这个 Trinavarta 呢，代表的是由无用的学识带来的这种一种虚假的骄傲。
This brings about debates and arguments.
现在就讲到了辩论。
It also brings about dry reasoning and dry logical gratification in the association of people who are attached to such things.
可以提到就那些依附这些枯燥无味的这个哲学辩论，这个哲学推理这个内容。
It produces controversy which is disloyal to the past.Path of pure bhakti, such as Maya and Buddhism.
它呢就产生了对这个分外之徒的这种背叛的一些方法，就比如说 Mayavadi 啊，个人的主义这一类。
It is the breeding place of demoniac sinful philosophies.
这就是那些恶魔的罪恶的哲学的一些错误的原则。
Lord Krishna becomes moved by the humility of his devotees who carefully avoid this fault. He removes the thorn from his devotees' attempts at devotional service. That Lord Krishna strangles the demon and removes the thorn from his devotees' attempts in devotional service.
Krishna 呢就扼杀了这恶魔，并且他保护了这些奉献者，从事奉献服务的奉献者。
According to the Brahma Vivarta Purana, in his last life, Trinavarta was a king named Sahasrika.
那么根据一本书说，这个 Trinavarta 的前世呢，他叫做是其实是个国王，叫 Sahasrika。
He was cursed by Durvas Muni for appearing naked before him while the king was enjoying with his 1,000 wives.
当时呢，因为这个国王正赤身裸体的和他一千个妻子当着 Durvas Muni 的面在享受，所以呢，就被 Durva， 他最终就被 Durvas Muni 所诅咒了。
He was cursed to live on earth for 100,000 years and then be killed by Lord Krishna.
他呢被诅咒到这个地球上生活十万年，然后呢会被 Krishna 所救，被 Krishna 所杀。
Now Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives a little summary of this chapter.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 对这一章就做出一个总结。
He says that the seventh chapter shows the Aishvarya, the power and majesty aspect of Krishna's childhood pastimes.
然后这个第七章呢展示了这个 Aishvarya， 也就是说 Krishna 在他孩提时代的逍遥时光展示出的那种很宏伟的力量的这一面。
Krishna broke the card after taking his bath and going to sleep.
Krishna 沐浴然后去睡觉之后呢，他就睡在一个车上。
He killed Trinavarta and showed the whole universe to Mother Yashoda.
他把这个 Trinavarta 给杀死了，并且把整个宇宙展示给了 Yashoda 妈妈看。
By sucking Putana's breast, Krishna showed the power of his lips.
通过去吸 Putana 的乳房，他就展示了他的嘴唇的力量。
In the pastime of destroying the card, Krishna showed the power of his feet.
那么通过去杀死这个车魔呢， Krishna 展示了他双足的力量。
By killing Trinavarta, Krishna showed the power of his hands.
通过杀死 Trinavarta 呢， Krishna 又展示了他的双手的力量。
He showed his unlimited powers by revealing the universe twice.In this and the next chapter to his mother.
在这一章和下一章他展示了整他的整个这个力量，这两次向杨氏的妈妈展示了他的力量。
So our story begins.
那故事就开始了。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead Lord Krishna is always full with six opulences.
至尊人格守神主 Krishna 总是充满了六项富裕。
Namely, complete wealth.
也就是说有他有完全的富裕，财富。
Complete strength.
有完全的财富，完全的力量。
Complete fame.
完全的名声。
Complete knowledge.
完全的知识。
Complete beauty.
完全的美丽。
And complete renunciation.
那就是完全的弃绝。
The Lord appears in different complete eternal forms of incarnation.
主呢展示在不同的完整而又永恒的这个化身的形象之中。
The conditioned soul has an immense opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord in these different incarnations.
受条件限制的灵魂呢，他们就有很多的机会来聆听这些不同的化身当中主的超人的活动。
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, "Janma karma chame divyam."
在《佛教梵歌》里面说到有 "Janma karma chame divyam."
The pastimes and activities of the Lord are not material; they are beyond the material conception.
主的逍遥和活动都不是物质的，他们是完全超越物质概念。
The conditioned soul can benefit by hearing such uncommon activities.
听到这一不同寻常的活动，受制约的灵魂就能从中受益。
Hearing is an opportunity to associate with the Lord.
聆听是一个跟主联谊的机会。
To To hear as activities is to evolve to the transcendental nature simply by hearing.
聆听它的活动就是能够提升到一个超然的本性当中，只要通过聆听就是可以这样做到。
The conditioned soul has a natural aptitude to hear something about other conditioned souls in the form of fiction, drama, and novel.
受条件限制灵魂，他们有一种自然的爱好去聆听其他受条件限制的一些事情，就比如说小说、戏剧啊之类的。
That inclination to hear something about others may be utilized in hearing the pastimes of the Lord.
那么可以把这种想要去聆听别人的这个倾向呢，就利用来聆听关于主的逍遥时光。
Then one can immediately evolve to his transcendental nature.
第二呢，人就可以立即提升到超人的性质。
Krishna's pastimes are not only beautiful, they're also very pleasing to the mind.
Krishna 的逍遥时光不仅非常的美丽，而且它对我们，它非常让我们的心也非常的舒适。
Everyone should take advantage of hearing the pastimes of the Lord.
任何一个人只要能够好好利用这个聆听主逍遥时光的机会。
By doing so, the material contamination of dust accumulated in the heart.Due to long association with material nature, can immediately be cleansed.
通过这样做呢，就是我们心中积累这些物质污染的积尘，也就是由于我们长时期跟物质自然相接触而积累在心中的这些积尘，就能立即得到净化清除。
Lord Chaitanya also instructed that simply by hearing the transcendental name of Lord Krishna.One can cleanse the heart of all material contamination.
主切他也这样训示说，我们只要去聆听主 Krishna 的超然的名字，一个人我们就可以清除掉心中所有的物质污染。
There are different processes for self-realization.
自我觉悟有不同的程序。
But hearing is the most important aspect of devotional service.
那聆听是所有的奉献服务当中最为重要的。
When adopted by any conditioned soul, it will automatically cleanse him of the material contamination.
任何受条件限制灵魂只要去开始采取这种方式，他立即就能够清除掉所有的物质污染。
This will enable him to realize his real constitutional position.
这样呢，就能让他觉悟到自己的真实的构成性地位。
Conditional life is due to this contamination only.
受条件限制灵魂其实就是由于这种污染而造成的。受条件限制的实体就是由于这种污染而造成的。
As soon as it is cleared off, then naturally the dormant function of living entity rendering service to the Lord awakens.
只要这些所谓的污染一旦消除，那么生物体自那种体这种沉睡的功能自然而然，这个沉睡功能也就是向主线上服务，就会自然得到苏醒。
By developing his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, one becomes eligible to create friendship with the devotees.
通过与至尊主培养他永恒的关系。这个人立即就能获得资格，能够跟奉献者也建立起友谊，培养起友谊。
Our recommend from practical experience that everyone try to hear about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
巴利士大君就推荐，他就根据自己实际的经验，推荐每一个人都要去聆听主的超人逍遥。
This Krishna literature is meant for that purpose, and the reader may take advantage of it to attain the ultimate goal of human life.
这个 Krishna 这本关于 Krishna 的文献就是为了达到这个目的，所以呢，读者我们可以好好的利用这个机会，并且达到人类生命的终极目标。
The Lord, out of His causeless mercy, descends to this material world and displays His activities just like an ordinary man.
主由于他无缘的仁慈， 来到了这个物质世界，并且就像一个普通人一样展示了他的活动。
Unfortunately, the impersonals consider Krishna to be an ordinary man like themselves, and so they deride him.
不幸的是一般普通常人他们认为 Krishna 就和他们一样，所以呢，他们就蔑视他。
This is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita itself by the Lord himself, when he says, Avajanantin Mamudha.
那么主本人在国家梵歌他就说了这一点不好，他说当他说这个 Avajanantin Mamudha 的时候，他就提示了这一点。
The mudhas, or rascals, take Krishna to be an ordinary man or a slightly more powerful man.
这些 mudha, 也就是说那些恶货，他们把 Krishna 当成一个普通常人，或者说一个稍稍更有力量的人。
Out of their great misfortune, they cannot accept him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
因为他们巨大的不幸，他们无法接受 Krishna 为至尊人格首身。
Sometimes such unfortunate persons misrepresent themselves as incarnations of Krishna without referring to the authorized scriptures.
有的时候这种不幸的人他们错误地代表自己认为是 Krishna 的化身，但他们却没有权威的经典，没有指出
经典
上面有这样的说法。
When Krishna grew up a little more, he began to turn himself backside up. He did not merely lie down on his back.
当 Krishna 稍稍长大了一点后，他就开始翻身了，而不是只是躺在那儿，。
And another function was observed by Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, Krishna's first birthday.
而且呢 ，Yashoda 和 Nanda Maharaj 又开始庆祝了另外一个功能，那就是 Krishna 的第一个生日。
They arranged for Krishna's birthday ceremony, which is still observed by all followers of the Vedic principles.
他们就开始做出安排来庆祝 Krishna 的这个生日，那么这个生日到现就这种仪式在现在所有的伟大原则的追随者仍然在遵守，在庆祝这个生日这个仪式。
Krishna's birthday ceremony is observed in India by all Hindus irrespective of different sectarian views.
不管不同的有不同的任何的这些教派的观点，印度所有的这些印度教徒们，他们仍然是在庆祝，仍然会庆祝 Krishna 的生日。
All the cowherd men and women were invited to participate in a jubilant celebration.
所有的牧牛郎和牧牛女们都受到邀请来参加这个喜气洋洋的庆典。
A nice band played and the assembled people enjoyed it.
就有很好的乐队在弹奏音乐。而聚集的人们都非常享受这一切。
All the learned Brahmins were invited and they chanted Vedic hymns for the good fortune of Krishna.
为了 Krishna 的好运，所有博学的婆罗门他们都受到邀请来唱诵了，并且唱诵了伟大赞歌。
During the chanting of the Vedic hymns and playing of the bands, Krishna was bathed by Mother Yashoda.
那么在唱诵伟大赞歌和弹奏乐曲的时候，Krishna 呢就Yashoda 妈妈就来给 Krishna 沐浴。
This bathing ceremony is technically called Abhishek, and even today, this is observed in all the temples of Vrindavan on Jamashtami Day.
即便是在现在，在 Vrindavan 的所有的庙宇里面，到了这个 Jamashtami 这一天，他们仍然就是这种沐浴的仪式呢，就被称为 Abhishek。
Of course, Janmashtami means Janma, the birth, and Ashtami, the day.
Janmashtami, 那个 Janma 的就意思是生，出生 ，Ashtami 的意思是日子。
So it's the birthday of Lord Krishna.
所以这就是 Krishna 的生日。
On this occasion, Mother Yashoda arranged to distribute a large quantity of grain.
在这个日子呢，养生的妈妈就开始来安排派发了大量的谷物。
And first-class cows decorated with golden ornaments were made ready to be given in charity to the learned, respectable brahmanas.
而且呢，还有全身装饰着金子首饰的这些一流的母牛， 他们都被准备好来作为布施给那些博学的受尊敬的佛门。
Yashoda took her bath and dressed herself nicely.
Yashoda 她沐浴之后把自己打扮得漂漂亮亮的。
Taking child Krishna, duly dressed and bathed on her lap, she sat down to hear the Vedic hymns chanted by the Brahmins.
然后她就把沐浴之后，然后装沐浴好穿好衣服之后的 Krishna 抱在腿上，就坐下来去听这婆罗门唱诵的伟大赞歌。
While Mother Yashoda was listening to the chanting of the Vedic hymns, the child appeared to be falling asleep, and therefore she very silently laid him down on the bed.
那么当亚瑟的妈妈在聆听伟大赞歌的时候呢，这个孩子似乎是睡着了，所以呢，他就静悄悄的或者静静的把这个孩子放在床上。
Being engaged in receiving all the friends, relatives, and residents of Vrindavan on that holy occasion, she forgot to feed the child milk.
那么因为她一直在忙着招待客人、朋友、亲戚以及 Vrindavan 的居民，你知道这是一个很神圣的场合，所以呢，她在这样忙着接待所有客人的时候，就忘记了给孩子喂奶。
He was crying, being hungry, but Mother Yashoda could not hear him cry because of the various noises.
那么因为 Krishna 非常的饥饿，他就哭了起来。但是呢，因为周围有很多各种各样的声音，所以杨舍的妈妈根本就听不到他的哭声。
The child, however, became angry because he was hungry and his mother was not paying attention to him.
那么这个孩子因为他很饥饿，所以他就变得生气了。但是呢，他的妈妈仍然没有注意到他。
So he lifted his legs and began to kick his lotus feet just like an ordinary child.
所以呢，他就像一个普通的孩子一样，举起双足开始来踢脚，踢他的莲花足。
Baby Krishna had been placed underneath a hand-driven cart.
那么这个婴儿 Krishna 是被放在一个手摇车的下面。
And while he was kicking his legs, he accidentally touched the wheel of the cart and it collapsed.
那么当他在踢腿的时候呢，他一碰巧一下就碰到了这个车轮，然后这个车子就倒了下去。
Various kinds of utensils and dishes made of brass and other metals have been piled up in the hand cart.
那么各种各样的器皿啊，还有这些盘子之类的，他们都是用铜做的。还有其他的一些金属都是被堆积在这个车子上面。
They all fell down with a great noise.
这个时候呢，他们就带着然后他们所有的这一切都掉在地上，发出很大的声音。
The wheel of the cart separated from the axle, and the spokes of the wheel were all broken and scattered here and there.
这个车子车轮呢，就从那个轴上面分裂开来，然后这个轮子的所谓的这上面的所有东西都摔断了，并且跌得一地都是。
Mother Yashoda and all the gopis, as well as Maharaj Nanda and the cowherd men, were astonished as to how the cart could have collapsed by itself.
这个亚瑟的妈妈以及所有的牧牛女，同时还有 Nanda Maharaj 以及所有的牧牛郎。当他们看到这个车子怎么会自己倒塌下来的时候，他们都惊得大目瞪口呆。
All the men and women who were assembled for the holy function crowded around and began to suggest how the cart might have collapsed.
所有的男的女女们，他们都聚集在，因为这个神圣的场合聚集在一起。那么这个时候，他们就围在四周，开始议论纷纷，说这个车是怎么倒下来的。
No one could ascertain the cause, but some small children who were entrusted to play with baby Krishna informed the crowd that it was due to Krishna striking his feet against the wheel.
没人能够猜出其中的原因，但是呢，因为有些小孩子他们被托付，他们就是有他们就被托付让他们教给让他们来跟小婴儿 Krishna 一起玩这小孩子，所以他们就通知人群说。就因为是 Krishna 当时在踢他的腿，然后一踢就踢到这个车轮子上面。
They assured the crowd that they had seen how it happened with their own eyes, and they strongly asserted the point.
那么他们就向人群保证说他们是亲眼看见了这一切是怎么发生的，而且他们的观点非常的强。
Some were listening to the statement of the small children, but others said, "How can you believe the statements of these children?"
那么有一些人呢就在听着这些小孩子所说的话，但还有一些人就说，你们怎么能相信这些孩子所说的这话呢？
The cowherd men and women could not understand that the all-powerful personality of God was lying there as a baby, and that He could do nothing.
这些牧牛郎和牧牛。
No, I meant that he could do anything.
这些牧牛郎和牧牛女们都无法理解这个全然有力的人格守神就躺正作为一个婴儿躺在那里，而且他是什么事都能做到的，他是无所不能的。
Both the possible and impossible were in his power.
不管是可能的事情还是不可能的事情，都在他的力量之内，他都能做到。
While the discussion was going on, baby Krishna cried.
当他们在这样讨论的时候，这个婴儿 Krishna 就哭了起来。
Without protest, Mother Yashoda picked the child up on her lap and called the learned brahmanas to chant holy Vedic hymns to counteract the evil spirits.
那么杨秀的妈妈就不再做任何的抵抗，她就把这个小婴儿 Krishna 赶快抱起来放在腿上，然后呼唤。叫那些博学的婆罗门来唱诵神圣的礼达赞歌，以抵消这些邪灵的力。
At the same time, she allowed the baby to suck her breast.
同时呢，她也允许这个婴儿来吸她的奶。
If a child sucks the mother's breast nicely, it is to be understood that he is out of all danger.
如果一个孩子他很好的去吸母亲的奶的话，那我们就可以理解。
After this, all the stronger cowherd men put the broken cart in order, and all the scattered things were set up nicely as before.
那么在这一切之后呢，所有那些更为强大的这些牧牛郎又把这所有的这些破碎的这弹车又这个小车这个车子啊又搭好了，那么所有的散开的这些东西又。恢复了原状，看起来很整齐了。
The brahmanas thereafter began to offer oblations to the sacrificial fire with yogurt, butter, kusha grass, and water.
那么这个之后呢？这些婆罗门他们就开始用牛奶，用酸奶、奶油、kusha草以及水，向这个祭祀之火做出供奉。
They worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the good fortune of the child.
为了孩子的好运，他们就崇拜了虚尊人的首相。
The brahmanas who were present at that time were all qualified because they were not envious.
当时在场的这所有的婆罗门，他们都是身体资格的，因为他们都不嫉妒。
They never indulge in untruthfulness.
你从来都没有纵容于不真诚。
They were never proud.
你从来也不骄傲。
They were non-violent and they never claimed any false prestige.
他们都不使用任何暴力，而且呢，也不从来都不去求取任何的虚假的荣誉。
They were all bona fide brahmanas and there was no reason to think that their blessings would be useless.
因为他们都是一些合格的或者正宗的婆罗门，所以没有理由认为他们的祝福是没有用的。
With firm faith in the qualified brahmanas, Nanda Maharaj took his child on his lap and bathed him with water mixed with various herbs.
那么 Nanda Maharaj 就带着对这些合格的婆罗门的坚定的信心，他把孩子放在自己的腿上。然后用各种草药集合在一起的水给孩子沐浴。
At the same time, the brahmanas chanted hymns from the Rig, Yajur, and Sama Vedas.
同时呢，这些婆罗门都在唱诵着Rig, Yajur 和 Sama Vedas， 就是这些所谓的伟大经里面的赞歌。
It is said that without being a qualified Brahmana, one should not read the mantras of the Vedas.
据说如果一个人不是合格的婆罗门的话，那就不应该去读韦达经上的曼陀罗。
Here is the proof that the Brahmana qualified with all Brahminical symptoms.
那么这就是对，这就证明了这所有的这里的这些婆罗门，他们都非常合格，他们因为他们都有这所有的婆罗门的征兆。
Maharaj Nanda also had full faith in that.
Maharaj Nanda 对他们也有全然的信心。
Therefore, they were allowed to perform the ritualistic ceremonies by chanting the Vedic mantras.
所以呢，他们就被允许通过唱诵韦达曼陀罗来从事这些仪式。
There are many different varieties of sacrifices recommended for different purposes.
那么为了达到不同的目的呢，就推荐了不同的各种各样的祭祀。
But the mantras are all to be chanted by qualified brahmanas.
但这所谓的曼陀罗都应该由合格的婆罗门来唱诵。
And because in this age of Kali, such qualified brahmanas are not available, all Vedic ritualistic sacrifices are forbidden.
而且因为在卡利年代，这些合格的婆罗门都已经找不着了，所以呢，就禁止从事所谓的韦达仪式、祭祀仪式。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended only one kind of sacrifice in this age, namely the Sankirtan Jagya, or chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
因此呢 ,Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就推荐在这个年代只做一种祭祀，那就是 Sankirtan Yagya 或者齐诵圣名仪祭祀，或者说唱诵这个 Hare Krishna Maha Mantra。
The Brahmanas chanted the Vedic hymns and performed the ritualistic ceremonies for the second time.
那么这些婆罗门他们就唱诵着这个韦达赞歌，第二次又做了这所有的仪式。
Nanda Maharaj again gave them huge quantities of grain and many cows.
Nanda Maharaj 再次给了他们大量的谷物和很多的奶牛。
All the cows which were given in charity were covered with nice golden embroidered garments.
他们给予布施的这所谓的那个奶牛的身上都盖着镶金的边儿的这个袍子。
Their horns were bedecked with golden rings.
他们的这个牛角上面还有金色的戒指。
Their hooves, yeah.Their hooves were covered with silver plate, and they wore garlands of flowers.
那么他们的这个牛蹄上面还盖着各种的那种银子做的那些东西，同时呢，他们还带着花环。
He gave so many cows just for the welfare of his wonderful child, and the brahmanas in return bestowed their heartfelt blessings.
就为了这个美好的孩子的福祉，他给了布施了那么多的奶牛。那么这些婆罗门呢，就作为回应，也赐予了他们所有从心而发的祝福。
And the blessings offered by the able brahmanas were never to be baffled.
而且这所有的这些有能力的婆罗门给的祝福，是从来都不会失去力量的。
One day.Shortly after the ceremony, Mother Yashoda was patting her baby on her lap.
那么在这个仪式之后的不久的一天，雅舍的妈妈就把这个孩子抱在她的怀里面，在拍着这个孩子。
The baby felt too heavy, and being unable to carry him, she unwillingly placed him on the ground.
但这个孩子太重了，她就没办法再继续抱下去了，所以她就不情愿地把这孩子放在地上。
After a while, she became engaged in household affairs.
过了一会儿呢，她就开始去做家务活了。
Now, here, we have an interesting comment by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
在这里呢，学了 Vishnu Chakravartita 和众多很有趣的评述。
He says that Krishna became too heavy for Mother Yashoda to hold, so as to protect her from being carried away by Trinavarta.
所以呢，就在这里 ，Krishna 因为太重了，那么这就保护他，没有被 Trinavarta 让他能够被 Trinavarta 带走 ，Trinavarta 带走，因为他往。
Back to Krishna. At that servant of Kamsa, known as Trinavarta, as instructed by Kamsa, appeared there in the shape of a whirlwind.
那么就在那个时候 ，Kamsa 的一个仆人就叫做 Trinavarta， 他呢得到了这个 Kamsa 的这个训示之后呢，他就以旋风的形式出现在这里。
He picked the child up on his shoulders and raised a great dust storm all over Vrindavan, covering everyone's eyes.
他把这个孩子就抱了起来，放在他的肩上，同时呢，在整个的维达文掀起一场大的风尘暴，让每个人的把每个人的眼睛都盖了起来，但是你都看不见了。
Another comment by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur.
Srila Vishnu Chakravarti 在此做出另外一个评述。
He says that by the influence of his Aishvarya Shakti, Krishna became so light.Trinavarta could lift him.
他说呢，因为 Krishna 这个 Shakti 的这个力量，他把自己变得很轻，这样呢，这个 Trinavarta 就能把他给抱起来。
Back to Krishna, to the Krishna book.
再回到 Krishna book 上。
Within a few moments, the whole area of Vrindavan became so densely dark that no one could see himself or anyone else.
在片刻之间，那么整个的 Vrindavan 就变得黑沉沉的一片。没有所有的人，不管是自己别人都看不见。
During this great tragedy, Mother Yashoda could not see her baby, who had been taken away by the whirlwind.
那么在这个巨大的灾难当中，杨秀的妈妈找不到自己的孩子了，因为孩子已经被旋风拿带走了。
She began to cry very piteously.
她就开始非常可怜的哀哀哭泣。
She fell down on the ground exactly like a cow who has just lost her calf.
就像一头失去牛犊的奶牛一样，她就开始倒在了地上。
Mother Yashoda was so piteously crying, all the cowherd women immediately came.
你们当亚瑟的妈妈开始这么可怜的哭泣的时候，所有的牧牛女们立即赶了过来。
They began to look for the baby, but they were disappointed and could not find him.
他们就开始找这个婴儿，但是他们是那么失望，他们找不着他。
The Trinavarta demon went high into the sky with baby Krishna on his shoulder.
这个 Trinavarta 就举着婴儿 Krishna 在他的这个肩上，然后升到了高空。
But the baby assumed such a weight that suddenly he could not go.Any further, and he had to stop his whirlwind activities.
但是呢，这个孩子就突然一下又变得非常的沉重，这样呢，他就没办法再往前走。这个时候呢，他就不得不停止了自己的旋风的活动。
Baby Krishna made himself heavy and began to weigh down the demon, catching hold of his neck.
那么这个婴儿 Krishna 呢 ，Krishna 这个小婴儿，他就让自己非常的沉重。而且开始就在压着这个恶魔，紧紧地抓着他的脖子。
Trinavarta felt the baby to be as heavy as a big mountain.
Trinavarta 感觉这个婴儿就像一座大山一样沉重。
Another little comment by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur.
Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur 又做出了另外一个小评论。
Krishna had a desire to fly high in the sky and to fulfill the desire of the celestial ladies of Swarga.
那么 Krishna 他有这样一个升到高空去满足他的这些天堂女士 Swarga 这一愿望，他所以他想升到高空。
Again, back to the Krishna book.
再回到 Krishna book 上。
He tried to get out of his clutches, but he was unable to do so.
那么这个他就试图从他的这个手掌当中，想要逃出来，但是呢，他却做不到。
His eyes popped out from their sockets.
这个 Trinavarta 的这个眼珠就开始从他这个眼眶里面跳了，蹦了出来。
crying very fiercely, he fell down to the ground of Vrindavan and died.
那么这个 Chinavarta 就发出大声恐怖的哭喊，就叫声，然后倒在 Vrindavan 地上死了。
The demon fell exactly like Tripurasura, who was pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva.
这个恶魔倒下来这个样子，就跟当初被主希瓦的剑一箭射穿的那个 Tripurasura 一样，倒在了地上。
Trinavarta hit a stone slab and his limbs were smashed.
Trinavarta 就击中了一块大石头，然后他的四肢被击得粉碎。
His body became visible to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
那么这样 Vrindavan 所有的居民就看到了他的躯体。
When the gopis saw the demon killed and child Krishna very happily playing on his body, they immediately picked Krishna up with great affection.
当这些 gopis 们看到这个恶魔被杀，孩子这个小婴儿 Krishna 正在他的躯体上面高兴的玩耍的时候，他们立即带着巨大的爱心把 Krishna 抱了起来。
The cowherd men and women became very happy to get back their beloved child Krishna.
重新得回了他们亲爱的孩子 Krishna, 这些牧牛女和牧牛郎们非常高兴。
At that time, they began to talk about how wonderful it was that the demon had taken away the child to devour him, but could not do so.
在这个时候他们就开始讨论说这个恶魔带走了这个小孩子，想要把这个吞没了，但却做不到，这么奇妙，就是说这一切是非常的奇妙。
Instead, he fell down dead.
相反的，这个恶魔倒在地上死了。
Some of them supported the situation.
有些人呢，他们就支持这个情况。
This is proper because those who are too sinful die from their sinful reactions.
那他们说这是很恰当的，因为那些太罪恶的人就会因为自己的罪恶反应而死去。
Child Krishna is pious, therefore he is safe from all kinds of fearful situations.
而这个孩子 Krishna 很虔诚，所以呢，他就虽然说这有这所谓的这恐怕可怕的场合这处境，他都是安全的。
And we too must have performed great sacrifices in our previous lives, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
而我们也是如此，我们肯定，在过往的生世已经做了很大的祭祀，去崇拜这尊人格守神。
We must have given great wealth and charity and acted for the general welfare of men.
我们肯定已经给予了很多财富作为布施，并且对人民大众的这个福祉做出了很多的好的活动。
Because of such pious activities, the child is safe from all danger.
就因为这些虔诚的活动，这个孩子就免除了所有的危险。
The gopis assembled there spoke among themselves.
聚集在场的这些 gopis 们就开始互相讨论。
What sort of austerities and penances we must have undergone in our previous lives?
在我们过往的身世，我们肯定已经做了很多的苦行活动。
We must have worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
已经崇拜过至尊人格守神。
We must have offered different kinds of sacrifices.
我们肯定已经做过各种的祭祀。
We must have made charities and performed many welfare activities for the public, such as growing banyan trees and excavating wells.
我们肯定已经做了很多的布施，并且为公众做了很多的福利活动，就像种榕树或者是挖井。
As a result of these pious activities, we have gotten back our child, even though he was supposed to be dead.
虽然说这个孩子本来就该死的，但是呢，我们却得把他又找了回来。这就是我们这所有前程活动的结果。
Now he has come back to enliven his relatives.
现在他又回来了，给予他的这些亲戚们生命。
After observing such wonderful happenings, Nanda Maharaj began to think of the words of Vasudeva again and again.
Nanda Maharaj 观察了发生的所有的这美奇妙的事情之后呢，他就开始不断不断的想着 Vasudeva 曾经说过的话。
After this incident, Yashoda once was nursing her child and patting him with great affection.
那么在这件事情之后呢，有一次 Yashoda 他正在给孩子喂奶，并且带着巨大的爱在拍着这个孩子。
There streamed a profuse supply of milk from her breast.
他的乳房里面 流出来的这个那个奶啊，就像 泉水一样流了大量的流了出来。
When she opened the mouth of the child with her fingers, she suddenly saw the universal manifestation within his mouth.
当她用她自己的手指头把这个孩子的嘴给弄开的时候，她突然看到了在她的嘴里面整个的宇宙展示。
She saw within the mouth of Krishna the whole sky, including the luminaries, stars in all directions.
那么他在这个 Krishna 的嘴里面看到整个的天空，包括了所有的这些发光体啊，各方的星星啊之类的。
She saw the sun.
看到了太阳。
The moon.
月亮。
Fire.
火。
Air.
空气。
Seas.
大海。
Islands.
岛屿。
Mountains,
高山
rivers,
河流
forests,
森林
and all other movable and immovable entities,
以及其他所有动物不动的生物体
When Mother Yashoda saw this, her heart began to throb and she murmured within herself, how wonderful this is.
当亚瑟娜妈妈看到这一切的时候，她的心脏就开始触动起来，抽动起来，她就开始对自己自言自语说：“啊，这一切是多么奇妙！”
She could not express anything but simply closed her eyes.
她什么都表达不出来，只是她就闭上了眼睛。
She was absorbed in wonderful thoughts.
她就沉浸在一个奇妙的想法之中。
Krishna showed the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead even when lying down on the lap of his mother.
Krishna 展示了他作为至尊人格所生的宇宙形象，即便虽然说这个时候他其实还躺在他妈妈的腿上。
This proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这就证明了至尊人格所生永远都是至尊人格所生。
This is true whether he is manifested as a child on the lap of his mother or as a charioteer on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
不管他是作为一个孩子躺在母亲的腿上，还是作为一个马车夫在这个库鲁之野的战场上，这都是对真实的。
The concoction of the impersonalist that one can become God by meditation or by some artificial material activities.Is herewith declared false.
那么这些非人格主义者的这种臆测，他们认为一个人可以通过冥想或者一些人为的物质活动就可以成为神，在这里就是这个观点，在这里就这种臆测在这里就被宣布为是错误。
God is always God in any condition or status, and living entities are always the parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord.
在任何的处境任何的地位任何的状况神永远是神生物体呢永远是至尊主的所属部分
They can never be equal to the inconceivable supernatural power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead
他们永远也不可能与这位不可思议的超自然拥有超自然力量的至尊人格守神所相提并论
There's a comment by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 在这做出了一个评述。
He says, Krishna's display of power in killing the demons did not diminish the prema of his intimate devotee like Mother Yashoda.
就是 Krishna 展示了自己力量杀死这些恶魔， 但他并没有去减削减他的这些程序奉献的项目，吃的妈妈他们的份额。
Rather, due to the appearance of anxiety, their ocean of prema increased.
相反呢，因为他的这种焦虑的海流升起来，所以呢，他的这种极乐其实也就更加增加了。Krishna 这个 Krishna 纯粹的爱就变得更为强烈。
So, with Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti's talk or his quote, we end the chapter.
所以呢，我们现在就以 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti 的一个引语来结束这一章。
As always, there are so many wonderful, wonderful lessons to learn.
那么一如既往，我们从中可以学到很多很多非常非常好一些要点。
We notice how much effort Srila Prabhupada makes in fully explaining the nonsense of Mayavada philosophy.
那我们就注意到了Srila Prabhupada付出了很大的努力来引入这些 Mayavada 的这些乱七八糟的这些哲学。
He explains from so many different angles that this philosophy does not make any sense at all.
他从很多角度来解释了说这个哲学是没有任何的道理。
So, why does Srila Prabhupada make all this effort to explain Mayavadi philosophy to us?
所以呢，Srila Prabhupada为什么付出那么大的努力向我们解释这个 Mayavadi 哲学呢？
After all, we're devotees of Krishna.
毕竟说来我们都是 Krishna 的奉献者。
We're not Mayavadis.
我们不是 Mayavadi.
But.
但是。
There are so many persons who follow this bogus philosophy.
有那么多人在追随这个虚假的错误的哲学。
And unfortunately, many of us come from a background of believing and practicing Mayavadi philosophy.
更不幸的是有很多很多人他们都来自于相信或者说修习这个 Mayavadi 哲学的这样一个背景。
And people who do not have very much knowledge, they really can't see the difference between Mayavadi philosophy and Krishna consciousness.
那些没有辨别力的人，他们都看不到 Mayavadi 哲学和 Krishna 知觉的区别所在。
They think it's the same thing.
他们认为这两者是一样的。
Therefore, Prabhupada explains this again and again and again.
所以呢 ，Prabhupada 就一再一再一再的解释了这一点。
Just like he explains.That we are not this body again and again and again.
就好像他会不再不断不断不断的解释我们不是这个躯体一样。
Because Mayavadi philosophy is so prevalent, and we have contaminated in the past by this. There's always a tendency for us to fall back down again.
因为这个 Mayavadi 哲学是那么的突出，所以我们都受到了它的这个的污染或者影响，所以呢，我们总是有这个倾向要再又回到这个 Mayavadi 的哲学影响之下。
Therefore, Prabhupada goes through this great effort to explain how it is total nonsense. It makes no sense.
So, 所以呢，Prabhupada就非常努力的解释说，这一切是根本没有任何道理。
It's very simple.
就很简单。
God is always God.
神永远是神。
God is not sometimes God and sometimes not God.
这个神他不是说有的时候是神，有的时候不是神。
God never forgets that he's God.
神他也永远不会忘记自己是神。
But the Mayavadis say that they are God, but they have...simply forgotten it.
但是呢，这些 Mayavadi 却说他们都是神，然后只是忘了自己是神。
And through their so-called spiritual Mayavadi practice, they can again realize that they are God.
然后他们可以通过他们这个 Mayavadi 的这个灵性的修习，又可以重新觉悟到他们是神。
This is nonsense.
这就是胡说。
Prabhupada says that if you think you are God, you are actually dog.
他们说如果你认为你是神的话，其实你就成了狗。
In English, God is G-O-D.
在英语当中，神的拼写是 G-O-D.
And in English, if you turn it around, it becomes D-O-G.
那么在这个英语当中，如果你再把它倒过头来，就成了 D-O-G.
Dog.
就是狗。
God becomes dog.
神变成了狗。
So anybody who thinks that they're God,or they can become God, they are like dogs.
所以呢，任何人如果他们认为自己是神，或者说他们能成为神的话，他们就跟狗一样。
In complete ignorance.
处在完全的无知愚昧当中。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们一定要非常的小心。
That we are not influenced by our former practices.
我们不要受到我们先前的灵修的影响。
Or by our previous conditioning, that we fall back into this trap of thinking that Mayavad philosophy is the same as Bhakti Yoga.
也不要受到先前的这些条件限制，认为这个 Mayavadi 哲学和梵瑜伽是一样的。
It is as different as night and day.
他们这个 Mayavadi 哲学和梵瑜伽之间就是天壤，就像白天和黑夜一样的区别，大相径庭。
So we should be very, very, very conscious of this point.
所以呢，我们对这一点一定要去意识到它。
The other thing we see here is that in these past times, even though Krishna is performing extraordinary activities, the inhabitants of Vrindavan can never accept that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这里面很重要的还有一点呢，就是说虽然说 Krishna 做了上演这所谓的这些不同寻常的活动，但是呢 Vrindavan 的这所有居民都没办法认为他是至尊人格所生。
Even though it is so obvious.
虽然其实那这个是很显然的。
Where have we ever heard?Or seen that a small baby just kicks with a little baby foot this big wheel of a cart and the wheel falls off.
我们在哪里有听到过这样的事情发生？就一个小婴儿小腿一踢，然后整个的这个车子都倒了下来。
Or where do we see where some demon carries a baby in the demon is known.Form of a whirlwind and takes the baby high into the sky, and then the baby becomes so heavy that the demon cannot withstand the weight, and he is crushed, and he's forced by that weight to crash on the ground.
我们又在哪里可以听到，就是一个大恶魔变成旋风，成了旋风魔，然后把这个小婴儿抱在空中，然后这个小婴儿居然就会变得越来越重，最终把这个大恶魔压在地上，把你压死。
And where have we seen that when a small baby is drinking his mother's breast milk, and when his mother looks into the mouth and sees all different aspects of material nature?
我们又在哪里看到，就当一个小婴儿在吃他妈妈的奶的时候，当这个妈妈一低头。看见他的这个孩子的嘴里面的全部都是这个宇宙展示。
It mentions that Mother Yashoda was amazed.
当然他提到了杨秀的妈妈非常的震撼震惊。
But she never thinks that her little baby Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但是他从来都没想过他的小婴儿 Krishna 就是至尊人格所生。
So this is all the workings of Yoga Maya.
所以呢，这一切都是 Yoga Maya 的工作。
It covers these devotees' mood of aishvarya, of opulence, and it simply magnifies their madhurya or sweetness.
它呢就把这些Vrindavan 的居民的这个 Aishvarya 就是这个辉煌的这一面给覆盖了起来，而展示了他们的 madhurya 就是这种甜美的一面。
So with this covering, these devotees are allowed to have these wonderful exchanges with Krishna.
那么就因为这些覆盖的那些 Vrindavan 的居民就被允许能够跟 Krishna 进行甜美的爱心交流。
As friends, as parents, or as lovers.
作为朋友、父母或者爱人，跟他交流。
So it is quite amazing.
所以呢，这一切让人非常的震惊。
So we have something so wonderful, so beautiful, and so transcendentally perfect to look forward to.
所以呢，我们就有一些非常美好、非常奇妙、非常超然的这些事情可以去期盼的，我们可以这样去期盼。
Because we're meant to follow in the footsteps of these bridge bossies.
因为我们本来就是应该去追随这些 bridge bossies， 就是Vrindavan居民的这些步伐的。
That doesn't mean that we imitate them.
当然，这并不意味着我们要去模仿他们。
But it means that we worship them by hearing about their relationships with Krishna.
但是就意味着我们应该通过去聆听他们和 Krishna 的关系，崇拜他们。
And we can aspire to also come to such a position where in our original spiritual body that we may also be able to associate with Krishna in one of these rasas.
那我们那么也可以期望着，通过最终达到人生的完美，我们就可以像这些 bridge rasas 一样这是甜蜜的关系，有 Krishna 进行爱心交流，你就服务他。
So we should meditate upon these pastimes when we are chanting the holy name.
现在当我们唱诵圣名的时候，我们就应该去冥想着这些香料时光。
But this should never be artificial.
但这千万不能做作，不要人为的去做出来。
First, we should hear the name.
首先，我们应该去聆听圣名。
And if we're really hearing the name, then eventually the form of Krishna will be revealed to us.
如果我们真的是聆听圣名的话，自然而然的 Krishna 的形象就会向我们揭示出来。
Of course, we can always chant before the deity or the pictures of Krishna.
当然了，我们总是可以在 Krishna 的形象或照片面前念诵。
And we can engage our eyes in seeing the beautiful form.
我们也可以让我们的眼睛去看它美丽的形象。
At the same time, when we are sufficiently advanced, we may be able to see Krishna within ourselves.
与此同时，当我们变得足够进步的时候呢，或许我们也能够在自己内心深处能见到 Krishna。
If we're really crying out to Krishna, he may appear within our minds and our hearts.
当我们在内心向 Krishna 呼唤的时候，或许他就在我们的心里或者心中能够展示、显现出来。
But again, this is not artificial.
但同样的，我们不应该就是做出来。
It's not to be taken cheaply.
不应该廉价对待这一切。
Sometimes people will advertise that they have seen Krishna or that they know their relationship with Krishna or they can tell others what their relationships are with Krishna.
有的人有的时候他们就虚假的说自己看到了 Krishna 啊，或者说知道自己和 Krishna 的关系，或者能够把某个人和 Krishna 的关系揭示出来啊什么。
But such people are simply pretenders.
这种人你就是伪装者。
In the name of devotional service, they are cheating people.
他们以奉献服务的名义在骗人。
So we should be very wary of such people.
所以我们应该去觉察到这些人的存在。
And if we're also chanting in the right mood and with real love and really crying out to Krishna, after his form will be revealed his qualities.
那我们应该带着一种这样的真诚的心态，带着爱心去呼唤 Krishna， 这种 Krishna 就会把他这所有的品质揭示出来。
There are so many wonderful qualities that Krishna has, and Prabhupada, he mentions these in the Nectar of Devotion.
Krishna 有那么多美好的品质，花花把这些品质都已经在这个《梵文的甘露》里面提到了。
We can meditate on any one or several of these qualities.
我们可以去冥想这所谓的品质的一项或者多项。
And similarly,His pastimes will be revealed to us.
同样的，他的消失光也能向我们揭示出来。
But we don't have to wait until that time that we are so advanced that these pastimes are constantly flowing in our hearts while we're chanting the holy name.
但是呢，我也不是说一定得等到那个时候，当我们要在唱诵圣名的时候，然后这所有的一切都在我们心中流淌出来。
But just by reading Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book and hearing these pastimes and thinking about them, meditating upon them, you know, they'll be easy to recall while we're chanting the holy name. It'll be very natural.
那么如果我们能够很好仔细地去聆听哈巴的这个 Krishna book 里面的这些内容去聆听并且去冥想的话呢，到了后来当我们唱诵圣名的时候去冥想这些消失光就会很容易了。
This is why Srila Prabhupada gave us the Krishna book so early in our movement.
这就是为什么在我们运动那么早期的时候 Srila Prabhupada 就把这个 Krishna book 给翻译了出来的原因。
One of the first books that he gave us.
这是他给我们的最早期的一本书之一。
A summary study of the entire 10th canto.
这就是对整个的圣严佛教的第十篇的一个总结性的学习。
And he's presented in such a beautiful way.
而且他以一种非常美丽的方式把它呈现了出来。
Anyone who reads these pastimes in the way that Srila Prabhupada has explained them will never come away with an understanding of Krishna as some immoral person.
任何人如果真正的仔细的去阅读了圣婆婆这个书的话，他都不会答。不会误解 Krishna 是一个 不讲道德的人
or some lusty young boy
或者说一个充满色欲的年轻的男孩
these things will never enter the heart or the mind
这些想法永远也不会出现在我们的心里
because Prabhupada goes to great lengths to explain everything in such detail and with such philosophy that these pastimes of Krishna are purely spiritual.
因为帕帕就非常非常仔细地解释了这所有的哲学所有的消失光所以呢帕帕说这一切都是完全纯粹的灵性。
So simply by hearing and chanting these pastimes, our hearts become purified.
所以呢只要去聆听和唱诵这些消失光我们的心就能得到净化。
So we should think that at present our hearts are quite hard and they're quite dirty.
所以我们应该想到现在我们的心都很坚硬而且很脏。
Sometimes we think that the heart is so hard that how will we ever get love for Krishna?
有的时候我们就会想我们心是那么的硬怎么可能得到这 Krishna 的爱呢？
But if we just hear and chant about Krishna in the way that Srila Prabhupada has presented his pastimes, our hearts will gradually be cleansed.
但是呢，只要我们以 Prabhupada 呈现的这种方式去聆听和唱诵 Krishna 的消失光，我们的心慢慢的就能得到净化。
And all of the contamination will gradually be removed.
这样呢我们心中所有的污染也会逐渐被清除
and our hearts will melt
我们的心就会融化
and that love, that dormant love for Krishna which we have in our hearts will be revealed to us
而且我们心中对 Krishna 这份沉睡的爱呢，就会逐渐被揭示出来。
And what a beautiful day that will be.
这将会是多么美丽的一个日子，多美的一天啊。
So we should aspire like this.
所以呢，我们大家就应该这样去期待。
Never think we're very advanced.
永远也不要想我们很进步。
But simply we should aspire to become a pure devotee.
我们只是应该渴望要成为纯粹奉献者。
And if we pray in this mood, then Krishna will reciprocate.
如果我们带着这样一种心态去祈祷的话， Krishna 就会回应。
If we cry out for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna,
如果我们去呼唤要得呼求 Guru, Vaishnava 和 Krishna 的仁慈的话，
we will gradually and very steadily rise to a position where we will begin to actually realize some of these things that we are reading.
那么我们就会逐渐的而且肯定的稳定的能够去觉悟到我们现在所读的这些内容。
So we have so much to look forward to.
所以呢我们有很多很多可以期待的。
So all of us, no matter how fallen we may think we are, or how conditioned we may be, doesn't make a difference.
不管我们是如何的不幸或者堕落，或者我们认为自己是怎样受条件限制，这都没有什么区别。
We should think every day when we get up that this is another day that we can take another step towards Krishna.
我们应该想着每一天早上当我们起床的时候我们就会想着这又是一天我们可以向 Krishna 走近的一个日子。
It's an opportunity to chant the holy name with great attention, without offense, and with true love.
这是一个机会让我们能够专注不带冒犯带着全然的爱唱诵 Krishna 的圣名的机会。
So every dayWe should you'll be very, very thankful.
所以我们每一天都应该非常的感激。
We should be so full of gratitude.
我们应该完全充满感激之情。
To the Vaishnavas, to Guru, to Krishna.
对 Vaishnava, Guru 和 Krishna 充满感激。
That somehow or other, we have become devotees.
不管以任何的方式我们已经成了奉献者。
After who knows how many births,
已经不知道经历了多少生世。
So now that we have this opportunity, we should fully take advantage of it.
那现在我们已经得到了这个机会所以呢我们应该充分的利用这个机会。
Value every moment that we have to engage our body, mind, and senses in the service of Krishna.
我们应该珍惜每一个机会让我们的心意让我们的躯体和言语去服务 Krishna.
Never take it for granted.
千万不要把它当成理所当然。
We don't know how many years, we don't know how many minutes we have left in this world.
我们都不知道我们在这个世界上还有多少年或者还有多少分钟可以活下去。
So we should take advantage of every second to engage ourselves.
我们在充分的利用每一秒钟去让我们去服务。
To engage ourselves in the service of Krishna.
去服务 Krishna.
So I leave you with these thoughts.
那么我讲到这里我就停下来了。
And I want to thank you all for listening.
感谢大家的聆听。
As always, I feel very blessed and honored to be speaking to you all.
一如既往呢，我觉得能跟大家这样讲话，我就特别的幸福，特别的得到祝福。
I feel
幸福。
I feel that this is the great mercy and blessings of Srila Prabhupada and so many Vaishnavas and Krishna himself.
我觉得这是 Srila Prabhupada Vaishnava 和 Krishna 本人给我祝福和仁慈。
that they are giving me this rare opportunity to be able to associate with you.
他们给了我这样一个罕有的机会能跟你们联谊。
So, as always, I want to thank Gopi Gita Mataji for her very nice and precise translation.
同样的，我要感谢 Gopi Gita 的很好的简洁的翻译。
And I would like to thank Sakshi Gopal Charanprabhu for facilitating us.
同时呢，要感谢 Sakshi Gopal Charanprabhu 主持这个节目。
And I want to, well, again thank you all for listening, because without you, we would not be, you know, giving these lectures in the first place.
再次感谢大家的聆听，因为不是你们的话，我们一开始根本就不可能来讲这个课。
So it's ultimately your mercy.
所以终于说来这都是主的恩赐。
So we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
期待着很快再次跟大家讲话讲课。
And we shall begin with chapter 8.
下一次呢我们就开始第八章。
And I'm very sorry that again I have broken my rule.
我非常抱歉再次打破了这个规矩。
My 1 hour limit.
就说一个小时的限制。
But I feel somehow inspired or in some way moved to speak a little bit afterwards.
但是呢，我仍然得到了某种鼓舞，然后并且受到了感动，在后面呢，我能够再继续说一些话。
I have no plan for that. It just.Whatever I'm inspired to speak.
我本来没有计划说这些的，但是呢，当时受到了鼓舞，说些什么话，想说些什么话，最终我就说了出来。
So if the Vaishnavas Guru and Krishna can use me as their puppet and to speak something which is relevant and helpful to your advancement in Krishna consciousness, then I will consider that to be a very great benediction.
虽然由于 Guru Vaishnava Krishna 的仁慈和祝福，让我能够成为这样一个木偶，能够说一些话来鼓励大家在 Krishna 之夜当中取得进步的话，那我觉得这对我来说是一个巨大的祝福。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Amen.